All right, number five is closing more sales by overcoming price objections. All right, how many of you get price objections? Let me see your hands. Okay, how do you handle it?
Add value.
Add value. What'd you say, Stephanie? Ask questions. What kind of questions? So
that's too high,
right? Let me just give you some of those of you that are either new or just need to hear this a few more times, okay? So selling ain't telling, right? And when someone gives you a price objection, always, always, always ask a question. Always. You don't know what's in their mind. Always ask a question. Did I say always? Always ask a question. They say, oh, well, that's really high. So that's really high? You feel like that's really high?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you mind if I ask you, because remember, I'm positioning myself as a consultant, what you're comparing that to. What do you mean by that, right? The more they tell, the more you sell. Now, for those of you that are in the inner circle, we have our seven-step sales process up there, and you've got to build the value before you give the investment, okay? So the way that it works, we build rapport. We talk about what happens when you make the wrong choice. We position ourselves with our five-point marketing message. We then talk about their problems, and that's where we need to spend most of our time, our questions. What does a doctor do when you go to the doctor's office? Yeah, they give you a form, right? Now, see, if I had a doctor's office, what I would do is I'd fill that out for you. I mean, because I hate filling that stuff. You can't even read it, right? You don't have any padding under it, right? You got a like a ballpoint pen, no padding, and you can't read it. They don't read it. So I love going to the doctor's office where they have it on the computer, they bring it into the room, and they put it into the computer while... So all I got to do is talk to you, right? But they ask you a lot of questions. See, you're a consultant... You ask them about, they're not calling you because they don't have a problem, right? But what do? We answer the phone, just start spewing out all of our products. Instead, we need to drill down to what the unique problem is. Once we have that, and we know that we have that, then we give them the solution. But when we give them the solution... Do we tell them what we're going to do? Do we tell them what product they want? No. We share the opportunity and then we ask them, does that sound like what you're looking for? Does that sound like it'll fit the need? Does that make sense to everybody? So it's all about the right questions, all right? Okay, so, and you want to get agreement. How many of you know you want to get people to say yes, 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 yes. Then when you go to the next step, given the investment, not the price, what's the difference?
Return value.
Value, what do you mean?
The investment is the value you're going to get from it.
Yeah, so if it's a price, it's just money that I spend. An investment, I get a return on it. Do people get a return on what you offer? Do they get a better return on what you offer than your competitors? Do you know the value that you bring to the table? See, you got to know that. You got to understand that. You got to understand what's unique about you and what's unique about the problem and the unique experience that you bring. So, does that sound like what you're looking for? You get confirmation, and then, and only then, you share the investment. Because far too many times people say, well, how much does it cost? We give them a price before we share the value. Do they have any basis to judge that price by? Because at that point, it's just a price. It's not even an investment. They don't have any basis whatsoever because you haven't built the value. So you build the value way up here. And then if it's the right prospect, the investment comes in here. Even if it comes in up here, they still want it. Now, it's not magic, doesn't work every time, but you'll have more consistent sales when you do that. All right? And so there's about five ways to overcome price objections. Number one, you go back and review the value. Here's what we talked about. We talked about your concerns. We talked about your needs. Did I hear that right? Okay. Now, the question is, can you really get all of this for a cheap price? So that's called review the value. Number two is change the scope of the work. If you change the scope of the work, then you don't have to reduce your price. Does that make sense? So what I mean by that is, let's say that, let's say one of our speakers say, hey, I'll go, you're looking for a full day of training or whatever, and we go through all the problems, we go through the solutions, we go through, hey, this is what I'm thinking, what do you think? They say, yeah, that sounds good. And then you give them the investment, and they say, we just don't have that in the budget, right? So I can go back to the value, whatever, and then I can say, another thing I could do is say, what do you think about just doing a half day? And by the way, what is that budget, right? What were you planning on investing? And you can change the scope. Third option is installment plans or payment options, all right? So here's what you do. You cover your costs and a little bit more on the front end. That way, if they don't pay the rest of it, you're okay. You're still profitable, okay? And then let them pay it out. Here's a good question. Did you know that we accept all major credit cards? See, your customers aren't thinking about that. They're not thinking about those options. They're not going to think of them for you. You have to help them. And then number four, see, Santi's watching me to see if I got them all up here, because he's going to help me if I don't. Number four is, how many of you have a free trial offer of some kind, where you can go out and let people get a feel for what you do, all right? You can sample the product. We're going to talk a little bit about the free trial offer here in just a second. Did you know that Lexus has a free trial offer? You go to the Lexus dealership and you express interest in a car. If they feel like you're a qualified prospect, they'll be like, well, why don't you take it home for the weekend? Well, I'm really busy this weekend. I can't really get it back on Sunday. Don't worry about it. Bring it back on Monday. Well, I'm going to Austin for the week for a few days on business and just not going to work on my schedule. Don't worry. Take it to Austin with you and we'll fill it up with gas. What's going on here? Yeah, that's what Zig used to call the puppy dog clothes, because when you park that new Lexus in your driveway, you're going to like the way it looks, right? And then when your neighbors see it and start oohing and aahing over it, you're going to have to keep it, especially if you're a male. I never get the ladies, you know what I'm talking about, right? It don't matter how much it costs. Doesn't matter how much debt we're going to have to go into. Man, now I got to have that car, right? The guys never laugh about that. But anyway, so I got a new book coming out, The 8 Secrets of Phenomenal Marriage, so we can cover that at that point. All right. And then number five is, how many of you have a referral reward program? All right, so I love this question. It's not going to work in every case. Because if I have a referral reward program for horse trailers, Matt right here, they don't sell horse trailers. They offer the most phenomenal horse trailer, horse ownership experience. I'm just making this up. It's probably totally different. But this thing is like an RV on steroids. And then there's a phenomenal place for the horses back here. But you live in this thing, right? Or you travel in this thing. They're awesome, right? But you have a referral reward program, and let's say that you have a 10% referral reward program or $500 or whatever, and let's say that, you know, your average ticket is, $5,000 or whatever. You say, Ms. Jones, are you familiar with our referral reward program? No, what is that? Well, you see, we offer $500 or 10%, whatever it is, referral reward. What that means is that you could use one of those forms of payments that we talked about, and you end up getting all your money back when you refer other people to us. I actually learned that from an early member. His name is Billy Sample. And when they were paying the money, when they were writing the check or they were giving over the credit card, at that moment, how many of you know that timing is everything, right? At that moment, he said, how would you like to get this done free next time? And that's when he talked about his referral reward program. Okay?